And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben. And Roman, Tom had a couple of things to say there during the press briefing, and I want to get your take on a couple of them. First up, David Deal, still not practicing.
Right.
He's got that bad knee injury, and he's going to do some individuals, but it looks like, at least for the time being, the offensive line as we know it will remain intact.
Right, exactly. And I think you look at the productivity of the line that the offensive line did last week, tough running by Andre Brown inside. That's a good indication of how they're getting better. Tom Coughlin said, we've gotten better each week, and you should get better with each game. So it's a luxury that Deal maybe can sit out another week before you start to decide what to do with that lineup.
And still no practicing for Hosley or Rivers. Those are the other two guys who will not get out on the field today. I know Keith Rivers had such a great camp, and now he's got that hammy. That's a big blow because they could really use him against LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, they can use him. And one thing good about a hamstring is it's something that you can nurture for a couple of weeks. You know, it's not severe, maybe a bone or some type like MCL or something like that. So you know that that's an injury that's getting better every week. You know, being a lineman, that's like a track injury. You know, I've never had a hamstring problem, but at least you know that they're just being precautious and not getting those guys in right now.
And then finally, the other thing that he said that I thought was very interesting, he was asked about Ahmad Bradshaw, who had the neck injury, and now he is able to practice. The doctors have cleared him, but the question was, Andre Brown's done so well. What do you do with the snaps? And Tom was very specific. Andre Brown has earned more snaps in this lineup, and I think to a lot of people, they could see why. He's done well.
Well, I mean, Andre Brown certainly earned more snaps, but I think Giants fans have to understand that there's a lot of communication in that meeting room about who's getting the snaps, who's getting what. But I think there's good communication inside, and I think Andre Brown knows his role now. Ahmad Bradshaw is a starting running back.
And then finally, the other item about the lineup is that Prince Amukamara appears to be in line to start against Philadelphia because Michael Coe and Jaron Hosley are both nursing hamstring injuries.
Yeah, and you got to look at what Prince is looking at. Last week, Hosley, great game. I mean, look at how the young guys responded last week. You know, first round pick, second year in the league. I mean, he wants to get back in there and wants to prove how good he is in that draft pick, and he wants to get better every week. So you can only get better by playing, and I think Prince has a lot of pride and wants to get back.
All right, let's stick with the secondary. Corey Webster fractured his hand against Carolina. He's got a cast on it. They say he'll have a softer, more flexible cast in the game. How much do you think that will affect him? Because we know he's going to start.
Well, my personal experience, I've broken my hand in Thursday practice and had to play with a club. I'm sure you've seen some of these films of offensive line are playing with the club. So it won't be that severe of an arm cast that he's wearing. But in these kind of situations, Paul, where you're losing in the hand, you're making up in your feet, your awareness, your recognition. You know, you're going to may have some pass deflections versus interceptions, depending on how that may affect it. But I think Cole Webster is going to get fine. We're going to be fine. He's a soldier. He wants to play, and I think he'll do well.
I remember when you had that club. It was a good fashion statement.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all.
Wide receiver Akiem Nicks will practice once this week, as per Tom Coughlin's regular schedule. He did not play against Carolina because that foot continues to ache him. You know, how much do you think he's going to be hampered, or do you think the extra time off will help him against Philly?
Well, I think you go back to the offseason surgery that he had, and he's just really dealing with some soreness. Remember, Paul, you didn't see Akiem Nicks until the fourth preseason game where he looked a little rusty, came back, fought hard against Dallas, then came back the next week, and then had a big game. So I think he's coming along, but you just have to give it some time. You know, Akiem Nicks is your number one receiver. You know, he and Cruz 1 and 2, respectively. But I think you just have to give him some time. But it is a luxury how Barden played last week.
All right, we're going to keep it right there with the receivers. You mentioned Ramsey's Barden, over 100 yards against Carolina. Dominic Hixon had the concussion a couple of weeks ago. He's now been cleared to practice. Looks like he's going to go Sunday.
Right.
What do you do in terms of Hixon and Barden as that number three guy?
Well, first of all, there's no wide receiver controversy in that locker room. But I think, again, just like Andre Brown, what Ramsey's Barden did was just really prove to himself, the organization, you know, his value as a receiver, 6'6", 230 pounds, used his body, had a great game last week, but one thing is an unwritten rule, Paul, you don't lose your job to an injury, but you know what you have at that receiver position, so it's good to have options like we talked about in training camp.
Speaking of options, Martellus Bennett, a touchdown catch in his third straight game the other day. He's become a big force.
Oh, he's phenomenal. I mean, he weaned himself off of the Jason Witten bottle in Dallas. I mean, he's matured now. It's his fifth year. He's really learning how to be professional, and I think he's in a good environment. So I'm really proud of what Martellus Bennett has done so far.
Okay, Roman, we're going to check back with you in just a bit as we discuss the Giants' opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles. Tino and Roman Oben back with you on Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Philadelphia Eagles come into Sunday night's game at 2-1, a very fortunate 2-1, I might add, Roman, because quite honestly, they've been playing sloppy football.
Yeah, they've been playing sloppy. I mean, Michael Vick has been in the league a long time, and I think, you know, coming off of last year, this dream team that they constructed in 2011, you just didn't expect Michael Vick to come into the season playing that poorly as far as turning the ball over, some of the bad decisions. But, hey, this is the Philadelphia Eagles. This is a divisional rivalry. And there's equal respect on both sides of the ball, both sides of the coaching staff for both of these football teams. So they're going to be ready.
-3 in turnover ratio for Philadelphia. And they've had 10 offensive line penalties called holding so far in only 3 games. This is a team that has had a crumbling line, and it's caused Vic to play very poorly. He's gotten sacked 9 times. He's thrown 6 picks. He's fumbled the ball away 3 times. He's not the same quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of people in the outside world of football are saying, why does Andy Reid get all his toys on the perimeter? But the offensive line hasn't really been solid than the one that he had when he had Trey Thomas and some of those guys inside. But you look at the way they played in the past. You know, Michael Vick has made some bad decisions. Looking at teams now, they're not spying him. They're not being cautious about what he might do. They're attacking him. They're sending a 5th, 6th blitzer, forcing Michael Vick to make some bad decisions. And I think that's indicative of how he's played.
Well, part of it is Kelce is starting center, torn ACL. So Reynolds is in there now at center, who is a 3-year practice squad guy. But when he does get time to throw downfield, guys like Macklin and Selleck and Jackson are very, very, very dangerous. Although Macklin's coming off of a hip injury and did not play last Sunday.
Yeah, I think Macklin will play this week. You look at Selleck. I mean, Selleck's been the safety net for Michael Vick. You know, that those dump-off passes, he gets him out of trouble. He's done a productive job down the seam with some of those passes. I think he's got 14 catches for the year. So you know what Brent Selleck's going to do. And then just generally offensively, again, I think teams are attacking the Eagles now, and you're not losing your defensive integrity for that 70 yards rushing that he might have. And I think coming off of the Giants game against Carolina, where they contained Cam Newton, it was a good precursor for who they're going to see on Sunday night.
One thing the Eagles still want to do is go downfield for the big play. They lead the league in throwing the right sideline go route 15 times this year. Vic has thrown that deep bomb on the fly, looking for either Jackson or Macklin. Now, when they keep it on the ground, we all know about LeSean McCoy,
right,
but they don't want him beaten up like Brian Westbrook used to get beaten up.
Right. I mean, Brian Westbrook maybe played 9 years in the league, had the concussions, and I think what they've done with McCoy, if they've been smart going into the season, fewer touches, but better high-quality touches. So some of the screens, the draws, you know, you get in those obvious passing situations, but then do a little pitch to the outside. So they've gotten a little bit smarter how they're using him because, again, he's not a 230-pound guy. I mean, he's a little less than 200 pounds. So they're trying to have some high-quality reps against him. But, again, I think when you go to the way defense attacks him, you're going to have to force Michael Vick to do the things that have made him make bad decisions. Going back to Atlanta, scrambling to the left, being uncomfortable in that pocket so he can't sit there and set his feet and throw the ball downfield.
And McCoy's fumbled the ball away twice this year. Awesome. Now on defense, you heard Tom Coughlin talk about their defensive front. They've got 9 rotating linemen up on that front line. They're fresh and they go at about 250 miles an hour on every play.
Well, teams like the Eagles that rotate a lot of guys defensively, you do that for a reason. You want to keep them fresh. You don't want the offensive line to get in this rut of playing 2-3 series against one guy. You want to see a different guy on third down. You want to see a different guy on first and second down. And you can't – it's hard as an offensive line to study 9 different guys or 8 different guys. And the Giants, on the other hand, have done a great job of historically using 6 or 7 D linemen. So I think that's something that they're used to. But coming off of the game the Giants offensive line did last week, running the ball well, pass protecting well for Eli Manning, I think that's a good – I want to say warm-up, but that's a good – a precursor, again, for what they're going to do on Sunday night.
And then, of course, you got their secondary. Now, Boykin's a rookie. Larry Fitzgerald of the Cardinals ate him up last week. They tried to get Fitzgerald matched up on him, and it was to their advantage because Boykin is diminutive at about 5'9". He could not match up.
Well, first of all, that's Larry Fitzgerald, and he's a tremendous receiver. But I think what the Giants have offensively with multiple weapons, Martellus Bennett, Cruz, Knicks, whoever plays, that receiver position, you have three or four options downfield. So it's a little bit more balanced that the Giants have offensively going against that defensive secondary of the Eagles.
All right, Roman Oben, great to see you once again. Enjoy Always. The game on Sunday night.
Anytime. Thanks, Paul.
All right, so the Giants and Philadelphia Eagles in an NFC East smash-mouth kind of game coming up on national television Sunday night in primetime. We'll be there with Giants opening drive live earlier Sunday morning. I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time, everybody.